And now, good morning, Chief. Hi. I have Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police.
It's cold. It's January. Happy New Year. Here I am.
I'm just going to let him take the show over now because obviously my talking ability. I'll just hand you the closing so you start reading them.
I can do it.
Kind of like Share Christmas. Like, here's the families. You do it.
Yep.
I'm just going to be done now. Like,
yeah, probably should have brought my glasses, but I think you got most of them highlighted. So that's how I roll.
I need to be able to read them. So even though I have glasses, it's still like, So we did get some snow.
Yes.
Usually it rains when you come in, but now we got snow.
Yeah, and I'll take the snow. I know a lot of people are not going to be happy with that, but I don't like whenever they're forecasting for the rain changing to snow, and you never know how long that change is going to take and if we're going to end up with ice. And
thankfully it was a flip yesterday.
Nobody wants to deal with the ice, so if you have the druthers, I'd rather have the snow. And it makes things look nice whenever the sun comes up and you can see something, so it's kind
of
nice.
Chief is the one of the guests I know I can have that I can leave the window open, and I know he's not going to complain.
Nope, it's warm in here.
At the balmy 14 degrees, we have the window open.
it's brisk.
Brisk is a word.
Especially when you think about yesterday morning, which was pretty 42. Comfy. And then you go outside this morning and it's like, whoo. My dog kind of looked at me and was
like, thinking, hey.
Yeah, do we really need to make this trip? But she actually enjoys the snow and the cold. She always wants to run out and roll around in the snow. So she got her morning. We take a little walk around our yard and she's checks things out, make sure there's no critters in the yard overnight. Because I have several bird feeders, and she always goes and checks around them. I think she checks for if we had raccoons or possums or something. And squirrels and rabbits, those always perk her up. And she takes off. But she won't go too far, especially when it's cold like this. She was heading for the door just as quick as I was. So I know it's cold whenever she's ready to go back in.
And so, you know, with the cold, there is some snow on the roads, and you said that the village is out.
Yep. Yeah, the crews are out. I live outside of town, and it looks like the county had made a pass by my place, you know, so I'm sure they're out. ODOT's out.
I was behind ODOT on my way in.
The village
even
is
Shreve
out.
Was out.
Well, see, that's a good thing.
Well, usually I beat them because I leave so early because that's, you know, starting. And
yep.
And
well, you come in earlier than I come in, so I know you're early. So they're out and about. You know, I have a computer in my car, and when I log in and it's mornings like this, I'm expecting to see the computer screen filled with crashes or disables or, you know, things like that. And this morning was not bad. I think they had two calls on the board whenever I logged in. So, you know, the last two mornings, not previous days, but the last two mornings that we had some snow overnight, the screens were busy and the sheriff's office was busy. We're usually pretty lucky. You know, now say that and my village will probably turn upside down while I'm out here. It's usually the county. Obviously they have way more roadway. Township roads and county roads, and you know those guys have a lot of miles to travel, so it takes some time. But you know, we get the occasional, usually Schoolhouse Hill and thereby the hospital. Those are usually two streets that people have issues getting up and over.
And school is fine today. School Street Hill there.
Yep. So they're making their way around. So things will get cleaned up. That the biggest issue will be is the temperature. And I don't know what the temperature is, but I know
cold.
The guys always say whenever it gets below a certain temperature, certain degree, the salt really doesn't want to work. Need a little temperature. And that was the last two big snows that we've had this season. The temperatures weren't bad. So once it got some salt down, the salt really worked. And then you get daylight coming around, sun. If the sun comes out, that works wonders on the asphalt to clear things up.
I think we're supposed to, it says a little, partly sunny, so we may get a little sun. Hopefully that helps.
That might help some. To we definitely aren't going to get much in temperatures, though.
But it's classic in the country weekend. This is expected.
Yeah. I was talking to a gentleman last night, and we were talking about the weather, and he goes, well, of course, it's classic in, you know, and it's always bad. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is.
I think last year, the year before was the first year it was just perfect weather in the 7 years that I've been here for that. Yeah, so
it's one of those things, I guess.
It doesn't seem to stop people from January. Coming. So. No, it's January and it's like, oh, I should snow.
Yeah. At some point in time. You know, it definitely the last week or so has not been the normal January for Ohio weather. So,
we've kind of got it all.
Yeah, take what you can get and just mark that off as a week that we didn't deal with this stuff. So move on and be ready. And hopefully it doesn't stretch out too far March, April, maybe right? May.
Like, let's just get it all out when we're supposed to get it out. Let's and get it done now it.
and move on for the spring when the spring hits.
And so in the village, obviously we did not get enough snow, but it's important to keep an eye on how much snow you get in the village, just because there are times where they ask you not to park on the street because of that. Just a little friendly reminder as we head into winter. And
it's not very often. I think, so in April, I'll be chief for 6 years. I think twice in the last 6 years.
And I say that sounds about
right. We've done the parking ban. It's not very often. And it's just an issue of we got to get the stuff cleared out of the way. You know, you get cars parked on the streets. It's harder for the plows to get around. Obviously, those cars are just going to get buried if they sit there and the guys keep plowing around them. So, it's usually a pretty monumental snowfall is when we call for a parking ban. But it is pretty neat because you can drive around and you can tell, you know, people must pay attention to the weather, too, because there'll be some streets that, you know, are normally parked full, and they definitely are not parked full. And that just helps the guys clear the streets completely. Like when I came in this morning, downtown pretty much was empty as far as cars parked out on Jackson Street. So, but it's not very often, but yeah, we do have the capabilities to issue the parking ban. And like I said, a lot of that is for the guys to get to, when we have a lot of snow, get the streets cleared. And then they have to come in and get rid of, you know, the piles of snow. So, which obviously is hard to do whenever you have to work around a bunch of parked cars.
So, yeah, it's always good to just have a little friendly reminder just in case.
Yep. And we have snow streets where we don't even have to implement the ban. They're not supposed to, they're supposed to get off the street. But even there, that's very rarely that we do any enforcement with that stuff. It's mostly if it's going to be a monumental, and then normally it's we contact the owner and say, hey, please move your car so we can get the snow cleared out.
Exactly. There's a few tight streets that make it difficult.
Yep. Yeah. We don't have a lot of really wide streets. So, I always talk about I want to plow snow. Never done it with, you know, in the trucks.
Be careful. You might get your wish.
But I don't know that I want to be driving one of the big dump trucks. I might just take one of the pickups out and
like, just give me a parking lot. Let me go.
Yeah. Give me a parking lot that has no cars in it. And give me about 12 hours to get the parking lot clear.
I will figure it out.
It's one of those things. I've actually never even ridden. I've thought about asking if I can hop in a ride just to see the, you know,
process.
The process and their perspective. You see like ODOT cameras, cameras from the ODOT trucks up on the interstates, and they're driving, and you see that perspective. But I know from our own in-car cameras, the perspective of what's where the camera is and what the driver is and what the driver sees is just a totally different picture. So just to see their perspective and see how things are, we don't have the wide open where the guys will be going in the snow. You know, I've heard snow blows back up on the windshield of the truck, and we don't have that much room and that big of an area in town to where we probably don't experience that a lot. I don't know.
I would think you'd have to be going a little faster than in town speed.
Yep. But you know, like a day like today where it's the fluffier snow, I could see where that can, you know, make it harder for visibility and things.
I didn't stay outside long enough to know if it was fluffy snow or not. It was like four steps to the car, and then like 10 steps from the car to the radio station. I wasn't about that life. Like, I don't like to be hot, but there's a certain level where, okay, that's too cold. I'm done.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm like one of those creatures that it takes a very particular habitat to keep me happy.
Yeah, I prepare for the weather, so, because we never know what we're going to end up with. So it definitely makes, now today I probably will have my fan blowing on me in my office, just because I'm prepared for if I get stuck outside. So,
which you could there, you yep. know, you're there to help the officers if they need it on days like this.
In days like this, you know, when it gets really cold, some of the semis, they have issues with their fuel drilling. So it's kind of like they run out of fuel, run out of gas, and can't move. So, and I know we've had a couple times where it's been pretty cold, really cold, and we've had that happen, and the officer's been out, you know, for an extended period of time trying to get traffic around them. Because usually it doesn't happen, of course, where it's very convenient and traffic can flow pretty easy around the vehicle.
It's so, never anywhere convenient, ever.
Got to watch out, you know, for the officers being in the exposure. You know, the cold weather can be just as bad as the hot weather. So I kind of keep an ear out and see what's going on and listening, and lend a hand whenever they need it.
Well, we're going to take a quick little break here with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department, and we'll be back with more on WKLM. Back now with Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner on this cold, wintry Thursday morning. And, you know, kind of this is your first time back, first time back since 2026 started. Last time you were here was Share Christmas. We were kind of more Share Christmas focus. How did things end for the year in Millersburg?
In general, I think things are, you know, they're good. We're like a lot of places, we're just a smaller scale. Not a lot of stuff done. I haven't done my final annual report to look at the numbers and things. But you know, like normally some of our numbers stay pretty consistent. We handle the private property crashes, and we do lockouts, which a lot of agencies don't handle either of those. And we actually, you know, those are two things that are more of a customer service. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure that's the word
to your community.
Yeah, you know, things that are done, and it's definitely nice being able to have it and be able to do it. Now, you know, with lockouts, we don't really have any formal training. It's kind of on the job training. So you can't always get everything unlocked. But with cold temperatures like this, you know, if your doors are frozen shut, and the mechanisms are frozen, even us trying to do the lockout, it may not work. You know, and you always get the occasional, you try to unlock a door. When we go, we have the person sign a waiver, because in case we mess up the lock or something like that, it's not intentional, it's just something that can happen while we're trying to unlock it. And I've had it several times over the years. You try to unlock a door and you can't get it. And I always try not to use the driver's door, try to use one of the other doors to unlock. And so you're messing around and you're trying to get it done, and then they'll be like, well, that lock didn't work anyway. You know, so it's kind of one of those things. It's like, man, you should have told me that. I'd have not used this door if I knew that door didn't unlock. But yeah, one of the things, especially with the cold, like it's going to get, if your car is frozen shut, you can unlock it and it may still not open. And that's not anything, you know, we can't fix that. We can't help you out with that. But yeah, it's nice because they call a tow company who, I think some of the tow companies actually do like get training on unlocking vehicles. Uh-huh. So they're a little bit more efficient.
I had to have mine unlocked a time
but,
or two.
But you end up, you know, you pay a little bit. So our services were not, you know, we don't charge for them. So
that's what you get when you're untrained.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's always funny because it always seems like whenever we get like a massive downpour of rain, somebody will call and they'll need their vehicle unlocked. And I get it. It's raining. And if it's raining hard, you don't think, and you get out and boom, next thing you know, your keys are stuck in the vehicle. And, it's just kind of comical. It's just one of those calls that if there's a downpour, it seems like a lot of times we'll get a call for a lockout. But you know, at least we can provide the service. You know, we do our best. Like I said, we can't get everything. And some of the trucks are definitely difficult because you have to, you know, you got to be able to see what you're doing. And if truck's jacked up, or if it's a semi, which is pretty high, being able to stand and see what's going on. Because some of the tools we use just simply will either pull the lever from the inside or push the button. And if you can't see what's going on, it makes it kind of difficult to do that. Yeah. Yep. Obviously, you watch Disney movies.
So have you, if you're knowing what I'm saying here.
Yep, I have.
I couldn't help myself.
Now that'll probably be I'll have Kronk's voice in my head all day long. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But no, it's most of the years are, you know, they're pretty consistent number wise. The years that dropped off, obviously, were during COVID, because we did policing a little bit different and things were different all the way around. So our numbers took a dip during that time frame. But for the most part, our numbers stay pretty consistent. So,
you know, you were talking about lockouts. I remember several jobs ago, it snowed a lot. It was stupid and iced. And my car was like iced. You could see like all the seams were like, it was just lit, like a half an inch of ice, like all across it. And I'm like beating on it, trying to get it open. And I'm like, I call my boss. I'm like, I cannot get my car unfrozen. It's just, I'm beating on it. My hands are sore. Like I can't get through this ice. I can't break through this ice. And I just can't get the door open. And I realized after beating on the ice for a good half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, that the door wasn't unlocked. And that's why the door wouldn't open to try to break through the ice.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are moments.
It's, you know, you
moments that I hope my old boss isn't listening right now.
you go and, you know, there's all kinds of things, you know, a door, one of the other doors might be unlocked. There's a window down on the other side of the vehicle. There's all kinds of, and it's like, cool, at least I successfully got you into your vehicle. You know, it's just one of those things where you have to look. Now, you know, the other aspect is, if somebody happens to lock a child in their car, and I've done it, my daughter was playing with my keys one day, put her in, buckled her in her car seat, and shut the door. And I was like, oh, man.
She's got the keys.
You got my keys, and you're buckled in. And, yeah, she couldn't figure out how to get – she was too young. She couldn't, thankfully, unbuckle her car seat, which that's not what they're supposed to be doing. you know, but – and then you have to call somebody, and then you get all embarrassed, and you know, play the old "I'm a terrible parent" game. And but things happen, you know. That was probably the last.
If the keys keep the kid entertained, the kid is playing with the keys,
and that's exactly how that was. So I found some extra keys, and she had her own key ring that she would play with that did not have my vehicle keys on it. And
good call.
Yeah, that was so. But you know, it's one of those things, and there's a lot of things, you know. When you're a parent, that it's like, oh man, that give me the award, give me the parent of the year award. But it, you know, it happens. You have the kids, you know, complicating. Sounds kind of bad, but complicating the whole situation.
They, you know, add more steps to the situation.
Yeah, you have to pay more attention to what you're doing, and things get passed up. But for me as an officer, when I go and, you know, and there's a kid locked in a car, that makes it nerve wracking. The parents, obviously, you know, nervous and puts the pressure on you. And like I said, it's not something we're trained to do. It's not anything I'm very skilled at doing. So I need a little time, and then you add the pressure. But you know, those anytime you are really helping somebody, and that to me is really helping. You're reuniting the kid with the parent you know, besides the safety health factors of a child being locked in a vehicle. So, you know, it's one of those things. You get out and you know, most people are very appreciative, especially if they know that, you know, they were going to get charged if they'd have to call somebody. So, but it's one of those things we're not trained to do. We learn to do it.
So know what you're getting into if you call them.
And the tools, the tools have evolved. We used to use, you know, like a Slim Jim. And then whenever they started putting airbags in the car doors, you know, the warning was you have to be careful because you can actually jimmy the airbag and cause it to explode. And, you know, then you're, you know, trying to do a simple unlocking of a vehicle and it becomes a major catastrophe because
now the airbag is
going. Yeah, when the airbag explodes, the injuries that are possible. It's you know, now we have a big yellow tool that we use, which makes it a lot easier as long as you can get the tool inside the vehicle. So
with that, we're going to take a little break. We've got hometown sports coming up, and we'll wrap up with Chief Shaner. We've got Lieutenant Christian Perrin coming up in the next hour. We got a busy day today with the snow. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM. And we are going to wrap up here with Chief Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. He is the chief there. And really, it's all about getting the new year started off onto a good foot.
Yeah. You know, everything's zeroed and we start out and... you know, so far, so good. No major catastrophes in town. Just be safe. And I know the lieutenant and you will harp on the safety, so I don't have to this morning. It'll get taken care of. But, you know, definitely a morning like this morning is not a time. If you're driving, pay attention. You slow down, give more room.
And especially to the plows and in town.
Pay attention, you know, if you're making a turn, if it's slippery and you end up making a wide turn, that could be bad.
You could end up not on the road anymore.
It could be bad. And just pay attention to the temperature. Like I said earlier, the high heat and extreme cold, they're two different ends of the spectrum, but can be just as bad. If you get time, check on, you know, your neighbors, make sure everybody's doing good.
Your pets.
Yep. Make sure they got what they need. Especially if they're outdoor pets, and, just be safe and wait out the cold.
It's a good day to snuggle up with a blanket, some hot cocoa, and listen to WKLM.
Yeah, very much.
We've got all the things.
Send the kids outside to do a little bit of sled riding since they're going to be home.
I would not go out in this sled riding. It's too cold.
I would take my kid out.
I'd be like, nah,
you bundle them up and they look like little starfish
because
they can't
move. Put the Wonder Bread bags on their feet between the socks and the boots to keep them dry.
That's what I did. And I got all my toes. I didn't lose any toes in the...
I currently still have all of my toes as well.
You go out and you play. They move around enough. They generate their own heat. They'll be good. But no, you need to pay attention. Make sure, you know...
Because the wind chills are what's going to get it. It's not
exposed skin.
But it's 14. It's,
exposed skin and the cold and the high winds, that's not a good combination. So maybe just send them outside for a little bit. Get a little breather. Get a little break from them. I'm stuck now. I'm not sending the kids out into the Arctic cold. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll...
I bury myself even more. Thank you for having me out, and we'll talk to you later.
Well, we'll see you next month. That was Police Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. And we're going to take a quick moment. We'll be back with Hometown News.